You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Forest and Bird have recently released a report on an attempted cover-up of New Zealand's fisheries. The report highlights a string of incidents where protected sea mammals and birds have been an unfortunate casualty for the fishing industry. However, instead of working to curb these unwanted deaths of dolphins, sea lions and albatross, there's been requests from within the industry for photos of these incidents to be kept under wraps as to not tarnish the reputation of the industry as a whole and individual groups. I spoke to Forest and Bird's chief executive Kevin Haig, asking him to outline the details of their findings.
So what we have released is some images of dead seabirds and marine mammals that have been captured or killed through the fishing industry's standard practices. We know that this happens hugely more than gets reported by the industry, even though they're legally required to report on it. So the response of government to that for some years has been that we're going to be installing cameras, you know, CCTV cameras on all fishing boats, so that what they actually do can be monitored and it can be checked to ensure that it's consistent with the law. Now, what's happened, you know, in the last day is that we've released a letter that the fishing industry, essentially all of the major industry players last year, sent to government saying that they wanted the footage from those cameras to be exempt from the Official Information Act. So when someone applies under the Official Information Act for information about the fishing industry, that they cannot get access to the video from the cameras. And what the fishing industry have said is that they are concerned that their reputation will be damaged by the public seeing images of dead seabirds and dolphins and sea lions and so forth. And, you know, that's true. It would be damaged.
Yeah.
But what we're saying is actually the solution to that problem is not to, you know, sweep dead dolphins under the carpet and prevent the public from getting access, but instead to actually change the way the industry goes about its fishing practices so that we don't kill dolphins and seabirds through normal fishing practice.
So is this a widespread thing, or is this a few specific groups being irresponsible in the way they conduct their fishing activities?
Well, you know, as we don't really know until we actually have monitoring across the whole fleet. And so currently we're mainly reliant on independent observers. But there are only observers on about, I don't know, 3% of the fishing boats. So we don't really know how representative what they see is of the whole industry. As with any industry, we expect that there are some, you know, really good fishing operators, you know, who actually do use the right techniques to minimize the bycatch of dolphins and sea lions and penguins and so on. And at the other end of the spectrum, there are really bad operators, and probably most operators are somewhere in between. But one of our issues is that the fishing industry bodies has chosen to align themselves with the very worst practice. So rather than taking a stand to actually support the best operators, instead they're choosing to align themselves to defend the worst practices. And we think that's, you know, really reprehensible.
And what exactly are the laws and requirements in terms of releasing images and information regarding the deaths of these endangered animals?
Well, the law at the moment requires requires the industry to let the Ministry for Primary Industries know, you know, to officially report deaths of, say, penguins, you know, when they're killed in fishing nets. But at the moment, there's no legal requirement for there to be cameras on boats. So that's what the industry is doing. We know there has been a government decision to ensure that all fishing boats actually have cameras on them. The new fisheries minister, Stuart Nash, has delayed the implementation of that until later this year. And what the industry is trying to do is get in ahead of that new law that says that there will be cameras on all boats, and to say that images from those cameras should not be discoverable under the Official Information Act. And they give a number of different reasons. So they say, well, there are privacy concerns because the power divers might be getting changed on the boat, the commercial competitors might see commercially sensitive fishing spots. That's just all nonsense because the Official Information Act already has exemptions and protections for privacy and and for commercial sensitivity. And really what it comes down to is this concern that the public will find it unacceptable to see the level of bykill of dolphins and albatrosses and penguins and sea lions. Many of these species are endangered, and the industry knows, as far